producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio
Network. That's right.
And now,
live
from Austin,
Appreciate
Texas,
you holding.
Alex Jones.
Kevin in West Virginia, then Donna and others. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Hi, Alex. I had called in a few months ago. I'm the one that's blind and told you that I get $700 a month. And I finally kicked the weed thing and went to a federal facility to get help for my blindness. And one of the things that I noticed down there, that everybody has a disability of some sort, but I noticed that everyone down there was suffering from diabetes. And one of the things that I stayed there in the dorm rooms, and one of the things that I noticed for the meals and everything is that every meal, everyone got 3 cups of soda, which kind of blew my mind. Here, you know, the federal place is trying to, like, help you, but yet they're... You know, they're forcing...
Hospitals have the worst nutrition in major studies in the world here in the United States, but the worst, period, not just for hospitals. And then government hospitals and the VA have the worst of that nutrition. They will... Listen, Diet Cokes, we knew 30 years ago, cause diabetes, eat your pancreas, and make you obese. Major studies came out this year, and even CBS News had to admit it. So, yes, and then vaccines cause pancreatitis in many cases, one of the most common autoimmune responses other than blood on the brain and gut problems. Most people who have Crohn's, it's from the measles, mumps and rubella shot, major studies on that. And so, yeah, people that are getting shots 5-6 times a year, you can bet your bottom dollar their pancreas is deader than a hammer. And that's just how it works. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Donna in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I want to tell you that I love all of your products. I'm doing all of them, and our family up here is doing wonderful, and we're going to keep our immune system the best we can. I wanted to bring to your attention that Monica Lewinsky is going around the circuit saying that Drudge ruined her life.
Yeah, I saw that. Pure bull. I thought it was Bill Clinton doing stuff to her and her lying.
That's exactly right. I mean, yeah, she's going around and then she's saying that Drudge is a bully. You know, now they're trying to do internet bully, you know, cyber bullies, and they're going to try to take down, put more control on the internet for this.
That's it. And she's the new poster girl that if something hurts your feelings, she's in there having sex with a married man in the White House. She was connected to Israeli intelligence, a bunch of other stuff. And then Drudge puts it out. It breaks. How is that his fault? That's what journalists are supposed to do when it's the president. And then people can decide what they want to do about it. And it's not like it was one woman. Clinton was like settling cases of raping women. And, you know, in the Lincoln bedroom with all these movie stars. And the issue is blackmail of the president. I mean, I don't get in people's issues of infidelity and stuff like that. You know, that's, it's a free country. It doesn't mean I endorse it either. It's just that the issue is, the word is, he was being blackmailed with that information. And so Drudge is a hero and a bellwether of the new media. And that's why they hate him. So good point.
Yeah, and I just wanted to bring that up because they are really chomping at the bit to go after the alternative media. Your crew is doing the best job ever.
They are.
I'm seeing InfoWars stickers all the way through New Hampshire. So keep up the good work. God bless your crew.
Oh, God bless you. Please don't thank me, ma'am. I want to thank you. You are just as important as I am. You're a journalist, too. Like the fellow that shot the video of the firefighters saying they got 300 body bags in their town for Ebola. I mean, you are just as important as I am, just as important as Matt Drudge is, just as important as the New York Times is, as Matt has always said. And it's the things Drudge says, stuff that makes so much sense. I mean, it's true. In fact, quite frankly, you're even more important than I am of the New York Times, because you're just citizen journalists, giving your view, videotaping what happens, asking real questions. You see national news all the time from some question at a meet and greet with a person. Because media, whore media, establishment prostitute media, will not ask real questions. Okay? And then you could even claim, you know, InfoWars has an agenda. It is libertarian patriot ideals. We tell the truth. But you still say there's an agenda because, you know, we got to pay the bills or whatever. The, you know, agenda to try to have advertising, whatever. It just comes with the territory. It's not bad. It's just true. But a pure person on the street with a blog or videotaping something they saw on YouTube, that is veritas right there. We can all look at it and come back with our own view. Great job to the crew. God bless you all. Sorry the other callers.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress and trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit proem1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or proem1.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He popped in with us for about 20 minutes last week. He'll be on with us for about 40 minutes today. Max Keiser is coming up to talk about Ebola, the economy, the bond market, the gold market, and what he sees coming up in the future. We'll open the phones up as well. I want to open the phones up early in this hour, something I really have a lot of trouble doing, because I like to start perseverating and basically ranting before we ever even go to your phone calls. But I do want to open the phones up specifically on what you think the next big shoe to drop is in this season of crisis. Starting wars with Russia, openly funding Al-Qaeda, changing the name to confuse the public, political persecution in America, open NSA spying against Congress and the American people. What do you think the next big shoe to drop is? And what is the Ebola story distracting from? Popping in at the bottom of the hour will be InfoWars nightly news host and also InfoWars radio host David Knight, who's a pretty smart guy, an engineer in his own right. headline from a story he wrote last week, is a possible Ebola cure being hidden from the public? DARPA and pharmaceutical companies spent years and millions of dollars to create a GMO imitation of a treatment they say is unproven. Well, that's like big companies are going out and changing the molecules on fish oil and then patenting it and then charging $200, $300 for a bottle that should be $30, and then having the FDA try to shut down people making claims about over-the-counter fish oil. And they've spent, last time I checked, it was like $100 million, one big company alone, a few years ago to actually get approved modified fish oil so that they could then make claims and put it on your insurance. And it's not even as good as the natural fish oil. Then they have all these propaganda pieces. Fish oil's got mercury in it. They have systems that remove it 100%. And it simply says on the bottle, it has been treated and has been put through the systems to have zero mercury. All the high-quality brands have been mercury-free for decades. But that's not even what I'm getting into here. It's that when you study the news constantly, it is so frustrating to see the propaganda that's put out, because they had the International Business Times, that actually does some good reporting from time to time, come out and demonize David Knight and his article for the very reason, because it is so credible. David really comes out with thoughtful investigative video reports and articles. Just like when Kurt Nemo dared say last week that Big Pharma is set to roll out at least three vaccines in the next 6 months, one of them by December, and then he linked in his article to mainstream news admitting they're coming out with the vaccine and other treatments that are set to make billions and billions and billions a week if they're adopted. And they just said, he's insane and says that they're set to make money when there's no proof. Ha, ha, ha. He says 2 + 2 = 4. It's this childlike mind game that they play where they go, man, Alex Jones is really discredited. I used the example earlier of, remember 6 months ago, for a couple of weeks, it was headlines every hour in every publication you could imagine. Ted Cruz is discredited. Yeah, he did a filibuster a few months ago, and Obamacare is such a big success that Ted Cruz is in trouble. Then you'd read the article and Ted Cruz's approval rating was skyrocketing. So it's perception management. It's like saying that hamburger place has cockroaches in its patties, but really your patties have got the cockroaches. And here's a little newsflash, all the neocons and all the fake liberals and all the establishment types. There's a reason Congress has a 7% approval rating in Gallup. There's a reason the CDC, here's an article out of CBS News, has the lowest approval rating ever. Public confidence in CDC nosedives, poll finds. It's because we don't have confidence in you. And you can try to kill the messenger all day. You can try to change the subject onto Alex Jones. You can even put a bullet in my head or set me up or do whatever you want. Do you understand? You can destroy my name and then destroy me physically or lock me up. I know that's how this works. But I win because I did the right thing for my family and your family who will live together in the future. And I didn't compromise, and I didn't back off, because the signal has already been sent. And you cannot stop the signal. Do you understand that? The transmission has already been sent. What does it matter militarily if there's been a transmitter sending the truth out for years, and the entire population of the area is awake and basically knows what's going on, and then you blow up the transmitter? All you do is validate it and vindicate it. And sure, you've got maybe half of the public that only watches Sports Center or sitcoms or medical drama shows and literally takes the flu shots and buys into anything and everything they're told. Those people don't count and were never going to count. They were set in front of televisions in their dirty diapers from birth and aren't even real people. They're wrecked robots. Then you've got a small minority of sociopaths, mercenaries, psychopaths, borderline personality disorder type people that work for the system and work for the government, who want to go out and persecute innocent people and who hate those of us that expose the fraud of the system. but they've got a problem because there's a giant swath of people in government and corporations that are very moral, but were just asleep and now see how corrupt things openly are, so they're waking up. Remember George W. Bush saying 8 years ago when NSA whistleblowers from AT&T and other places went public and said, listen, whole floors of our telecoms are hooked into the NSA. The NSA runs whole floors, and everything going through them is being listened to with data mining, and they are looking at the American people, and the DEA is tracking everything you do in real time, and they're creating court cases to set you up. Bush came out and said, it's ridiculous. You know, can't do a very good Bush like I can do a Clinton. You know what I'm saying? Well, come on, it's ridiculous. We don't listen to anybody's calls in America without a warrant. That's overseas calls. That's Al-Qaeda. You can pull those clips up. We played them many times. And it wasn't true. It was a lie, and now it comes out. The British Parliament's being spied on by their NSA. Congress is being spied on. The House and the Senate. The governors. The Secret Service, the FBI, the ATF, and do you know what they're being spied on? I don't want to get Wayne Madsen back on, but he's now back in the country. I know he was on a few weeks ago when Knight was filling in, but I want to get him on air as soon as possible. Because, I mean, I remember having him on like 16 years ago. I've been interviewing him since about 1998. And he was a tree that fell in the forest that nobody heard it. So did it really make a sound? Well, yes, he did. He's 10 times more intel on the NSA and how it worked and what they did and has testified to Congress and the EU Parliament and the British Parliament, you name it. But because the media ignored him, it never got any attention. We knew this from James Bamford, the former head producer of Nightline. For 20 years, he quit Nightline. He was so freaked out by what he knew and went and wrote two best-selling books about the NSA spying on everyone. And Madsen, they've all been on the show countless times. And I've had Benny on, the director of operations, and just countless other whistleblowers. And they've told you it's targeting political speech. It's being used for blackmail. It's being used to set people up. It's being used to stop members of the ATF blowing the whistle on Fast and Furious. It's being used to stop members of the FBI stopping other government agencies involved in money laundering. It's being used so that the big banks have intel on what the whole government's doing. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, under different systems, they have more access to the NSA than any government agency does. This is a corporate coup over America. Who do you think funds the gun control? The victim disarmament. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is number one in this country. Look it up. It's all federal filings. Number two is Goldman Sachs. Number three is J.P. Morgan, last time I checked. And it goes down the list. Berkshire Hathaway. And a lot of times it's the same group giving over and over again. Who do you think is Berkshire Hathaway and Wells Fargo and Bill and Melinda Gates? That's Warren Buffett. About a third of the money in that. And you understand, these are the people that literally want us to live in 1984, that literally want to take our freedoms, that want to cut the IRS fraud investigator for billionaires and increase the investigators for blue-collar people. That's on record. To literally break the back of everyone in this country, to shut down our power plants, to shut down our factories, to break up our families, to do everything they can to totally bring this country down. And so America is having the come to Jesus moment where people throughout the system, the military, you name it, are saying, you know, it's really true that criminal elements of our government are funding Al-Qaeda. We're not going to be part of it. You know what? Alex Jones told the truth. Ron Paul came on this show 3 weeks ago and said, yes, we need to release the 28 pages, and it looks like there was a cover-up of 9/11. And you've got members of Congress coming out and bills introduced. See, we were right about that again. It doesn't mean there aren't radical Islamicists, and that doesn't mean they weren't involved. when the media spins it and says that I said George Bush had a plunger like Wiley Coyote detonating it, I never said that. I said they allowed us to be attacked bare minimum and have stand down so they could radically take our liberties and freedoms. That's come out. Harvard admits fluoride is brain damaging our children and giving them cancer. Vindicated. Vindicated. Our government's laundering most of the major drug money and funding the big drug cartels. That's even in the Chicago Tribune. It comes out in court. Vindicating Gary Webb, who they killed. Vindicated. Vindicated. So the good news is we're being vindicated. But when they sit back there and point their finger at us and laugh at us for saying 2 plus 2 equals 4, remember...
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Your house is dark. Vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
With all the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and save big on Nascent Iodine, which usually sells for $29.99, now only $24.99. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. EndTimesWarehouse.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now. At your fingertips.
Alex Jones came back live. I warned you 15 years ago or more that thing with taxes by the mile. Drive our automobiles worldwide. Global plan, global governance. And I told you that once they put Google cars on the streets, they would claim they were safer than human driving, that they would end human driving and surveil everything we do in our cars. Time magazine, let's fix it. Let's end human driving, which means end human travel. And the police already believe it's a privilege, even though it's not. They're also teaching them owning a gun is a privilege. It is not. Commerce on publicly paid for roads is a privilege, not travel. I'm not going to quote the Supreme Court rulings. If the police want to look up the facts, they will. Most of them already know. So there you go. See, humans aren't going to be going into space. Humans aren't going to be driving fun hot rods when you're, you know, 20 years old in college. You're not going to be able to have men and women anymore. You're not going to have the gender roles. It's all under attack. They're breaking humanity down. It's a prison they're building with 200-square-foot coffin apartments. And that's just the start. No one should want them to model the future, these transhumanist, eugenicist globalists. But they come to the top athletes and the top scientists and the top of every field and go, you're an elitist. You should be part of the eugenicist movement. Would you like to come to one of our private meetings? Would you like to meet the governor? Would you like to meet the general? Would you like to meet the head of the botany department? And so they've got almost everybody who's somebody in this stupid cult. If you guys would read the literature deeper, you're not going to be given entrance into it, okay? They're going to wipe almost everybody out. They've got Mother Jones and International Business Times and like five other publications the last 2 days. I didn't even read the others, attacking me for saying Jones is nuts and says a global government will be established to carry out mass culling. Because that's all they talk about. Eco-science. The current czar, Obama's Ebola czar, thinks there's too many people. Infowars.com. Administration hires another overpopulation fanatic. Well, that's what I said days ago. That's the office he was over. Between Al Gore out of office and the White House regulations czar, Cass Sunstein, and the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, who wrote Eco-Science, with Paul Ehrlich calling for putting fluoride in the water to sterilize us. And what do you think it does? They've written their plan. We're living under it. These sniveling people, none of them take vaccines. They all drink filtered water. They all don't take GMOs. They go and do purify cleanses constantly. It's all a sick joke to them. They hate you and your family. They're not liberals. Do you understand that? Let's go ahead and go to the clip. Here it is. Here is the...
Well, he was a wonderful fellow. Mad as a hatter. He used to rock up in South Africa having flown intercontinental flights with a trousers pocket full of goodies in sealed vials that he claimed were new and wonderful organisms and could do the most wonderful things on Earth.
Larry Ford had mutated cholera, typhoid, anthrax, botulism, bubonic plague, and had also come up with germs that he called Kaffir-killing germs. Kaffir, as you may know, in Afrikaans, is the equivalent of the N-word.
Now, this clip was coming up next. This is the clip that was aired on BBC back in the 90s about the different scientists with the U.S. and South Africa creating sterilants and went weaponized airborne Ebola. We're going to come back in the next segment with that. Here is the particular clip. Obama's Ebola czar thinks there's too many people in Africa. Administration hires another overpopulation fanatic, Ron Klain, who doesn't need any medical background or Ebola background. No, he just needs to know there are too many people, which the African scientists are saying has been weaponized. And the man that wrote the U.S. Chemical Biological Weapons Treaty that the U.N. adopted, Francis Boyle, Dr. Francis Boyle, who went through Kissinger's secret PhD program and was vetted to be the next Kissinger. We're going to get him on the next few days. He's come out and said this is weaponized and staged. Former top NSA analyst and a security head, led a team of internal security there. Wayne Madsen says it's CIA as well. But let's just ignore the experts. Let's actually go to the Obama czar.
I think the top leadership issue challenging our world today is how to deal with the continuing growing population in the world and all the resource demands of places on the world.
Uh-huh.
and burgeoning populations in Africa and Asia that lack the resources to have a healthy, happy life. And I think we've got to find a way to make the world work for everyone.
And this woman sits here nodding at him like he's God. They all talk in these fake official, fake deliberative voices as they spout the same lines over and over again. We're going to come back with the plan to murder all the black people on BBC.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Magazine has come out
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Time Magazine has come out, as they always do, going, oh, here's a top globalist who just wants to share with you his vision, what he thinks is going to happen. And it's all been officially planned by MIT. More than 15 years ago, I read the documents on air where they said, there'll be no manned space flight. You won't drive your car. Everything will be done in your house. The computer robots hooked into the central system will watch everything you do. You will be totally social engineered. You will only get meat a few times a year. You will not be allowed to show any gender traits, or you will be sent for re-education. And then now they have documentary cartoons made for high school students in England called Megapolis, where they show all this. And people see this who are older and say, is this a dystopic joke? No, it's not a joke. When they say, your kids belong to the state. We're not going to let you ever drive a car again. The NSA is watching everything you do. There won't be military and combat anymore. It's the end of humans doing things. The elite have decided to merge with machines and then to release bioweapons to wipe us out. Literally hundreds of publications have said that's the plan. Now, separately, thousands of times, hundreds of times just the last few months, I have been attacked for trying to rally humanity in the face of the clear and present stated enemy agenda. And yeah, it's fantastical. It's freaky. It's crazy. But it's happening. Just like all over the world, our government injected poor people with syphilis. It wasn't just blacks in Tuskegee. It was Guatemalans. It was people injected with it in Pakistan. Injected with polio, injected with sterilants, injected with you name it. They've got History Channel shows that I saw 20-something years ago. And I went and looked it up. It was declassified that they radiated 4,000-plus foster kids who were even healthy. In some cases, they gave them low dosages. Other cases, they put them in there and would fry them on the spot. And in the reports, the Army and other scientists would say, well, as I heard the four-year-old cry and beg, their body literally burned, and it took several hours for him to die as we monitored. I felt very sad that they had to do this, but it was for the greater good. See, it was about finding cadres of people that would take a three-year-old and stick them in a radiation chamber and then hit them so hard that their feet would burn to the ground like frying eggs. Oh, the government doesn't bring drugs in. No. The government doesn't launder money. No. It's nice. It wants to give me college scholarships. It wants me to watch football games. It wants me to turn my guns in so we can all be peaceful. Oh, it's not behind the Ebola. The government isn't a government. It is eugenicist social engineers who have disdain and hatred for humanity. They make Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer look like angels compared to them. They have disdain and a love of death. And if you won't get it, if you won't get that understanding, we're going to lose. I know you're not like that, so it's so alien you don't understand it. Some of the new listeners out there, I will assure you this is what we face. It is the opposite of being Christ-like. But they sell to those of us that are Christ-like and that our hearts are inclined towards helping the innocent, helping the weak, building people up, letting people know the rabbit trick. Enjoy seeing young people learn and be empowered. Enjoy seeing other people that are successful. Enjoy and admire musicians that can play beautiful music. Admire men and women that are beautiful or handsome. We're blind spiritually to the evil ones that hate beauty and hate strength and hate honor. But they sell us on a fake Christianoid liberalism of give your money for the poor people. Aren't you like Jesus? Liberation theology? But you notice the money they give is not to empower someone to know how to fish. It is simply to get people to become domesticated and to live off the government dole that the Roman system had 2,000 plus years ago, to control the voting Romans, to control the Senate. We're going down a crony system instead of an open system. And there's always aspects of both in any system. There's no such thing as utopia under the dominion of man and the God of this world, who's not the good guy. But you're going to see the total incremental rollout. You think they're going to stop with front line parking spaces for people that have electric cars and then for people that carpool? No, they're going to make whole cities driverless cars in the next few years. It's now moving to that. and all the PR and all the statistics, and you'll pay five times more on insurance if you try to drive yourself, because they don't want you doing what you want. They want everything you do tracked and traced and controlled beyond the NSA, so they can rig the whole system and actuary the entire economy to make sure there's no underground economy when they shut the economy off. And that's in the news again today, that the NSA isn't really about spying on people so much politically, though that's part of it. It's almost entirely about rigging markets and stealing ideas and making sure the insiders can take over. Just like when you post you're going on vacation and what you got for Christmas and where you live, and thieves come and rob your house when you're gone because you were dumb enough to put it on Facebook, because you're a good person. You didn't do anything wrong. So what's the big deal? Let your cell phone track you. Let people know where you live. Don't leave your house locked. Or let folks know what you got for Christmas. And then see, someone comes and robs you, and you're like, why? I'm a nice person. They came and robbed you because you are a nice person. You're a schmuck. Good people have to stop acting like jellyfish, sheep, idiots. Or you will be overrun. And worse, under all the fake Christ-like, counterfeit Christ garbage, you will say, I've got to let the state run my kids and my life and my house and tax me more because I'm stingy, because I'm only paying 70% one tax or another. 70% is what the average upper middle class person pays in the country. The ultra rich pay almost nothing on record because they wrote the laws. You're like, good. Do you have any idea back when Kennedy cut taxes by half, what happened? Tax receipts doubled. The middle class exploded at the biggest rate ever. Because it was more money for you to decide where to spend it. They don't want you to have money to vote in the free market, because that'll build a beautiful world. Of big, nice luxury facilities and nice houses and nice cars and vacations and going where you want and traveling where you want. The globalists don't want a world like that. Their excuse is, it hurts the earth. Headline, why a depression would be good for the carbon footprint and good for the earth. That article is in thousands of publications. But they're not even trying to turn off the economy to really help the earth. They're busy destroying it with GMO and cross-species garbage and you name it as fast as they can. They're doing it because they want you destitute, so they have the money and the power and you have nothing. Where there is freedom, they don't control. Where there is wealth, they don't control. Got it? It's fundamental. It's not that they don't care about you. They hate you. They do care about you. They care desperately about destroying you and your family and dumbing you down and putting deadly vaccines in you and deadly fluoride in you. And everyone inherently knows this deep down. But you can intellectually go check everything I've said. It's true in triplicate, in spades. I will never sign on to sterilizing people in Africa. I will never sign on to injecting Appalachian people with syphilis. I will never sign on to 54 million abortions. I will never sign on to any of this, because the minute you sign on to that, ladies and gentlemen, you step over to the other side. And let me tell you now, you are openly working under the God of this world who wants to destroy your soul. And you fools out there that don't know it's about that are idiots. This is 100% spiritual, demonic warfare going on, manifesting itself on a planetary scale with robots and electric systems controlled by the beast that will micromanage everything we do. And I got news for you. You're not going to be raptured out of it. German Christians thought they were going to be raptured in World War II. Christians in Russia, Christians in China. That doctrine's only 200 years old, folks. It doesn't happen. And even if you don't believe in God, you better know this system is evil. They teach psychologists and psychiatrists that there's no good and evil, that you're beyond good and evil. What baloney. That's saying you can't have a choice of what you discriminate against, that you believe robbing an old lady and knocking her over the head is evil, and you believe helping an old lady is good. Yes, there is good and evil. There is right and wrong. That's why they've come out and said, why, at the grocery store, we can't have gingerbread men or gingerbread women, because that gives people a choice. It notes a difference, and any difference is evil. See, that's the opposite of diversity. Breaking through the binary gender explained using continuums. Guys, I actually have the photo on my phone, and I want to give it to the guys. This is being sold in Austin as well, where it says gender-neutral gingerbread person. And it's about throwing it in your head. Foreign banks have robbed over $1,000 trillion from the worldwide community by design. World governments being formed. Our government's funding al-Qaeda to chop everybody's heads off that isn't a radical Islamicist. Our test scores are plummeting. Cancer's exploding. The border's wide open. They're letting Ebola come into the country. And the mayor of Houston wants to arrest preachers and is subpoenaing them because they've criticized homosexuality. What a terrorist over the First Amendment. Gender-inclusive school district says drop boys and girls, call kids purple penguins. Just screwing these kids up big time. That there's something wrong with being a girl, something wrong with being a boy, something wrong with girls wanting to be pretty and have fun, and something wrong with boys wanting to be tough and build things. This is a bunch of social engineers literally ruling you. Austin City Council approves gender-neutral bathrooms. Going to make you go in the bathroom. I've actually been in restaurants and hotels where it says man and woman, and you got to go to the bathroom, and you walk in, and there's a woman coming out of the stall, and I just leave. I'm not going to go sit on the toilet next to a woman. So you control freaks can have your way, man. What is your problem, fruits? And they're not fruits. It's social engineering. Overturn existing orders. Make us do whatever they want. Screw with everybody continually. If you want to go get a sex change, or you like to wear dresses, or you whatever, man, I'm not in your business. I'm a libertarian. But you're not really liberals at the top. You're a bunch of sick control freaks that want to go in and sexualize five-year-old children. They have a name for that. It's called NAMBLA. And by the way, the UN accepts NAMBLA. And they've had top UN members, top Australian judges, top British judges come out and say, well, people should be able to date your five-year-old. If your neighbor wants to date your five-year-old, they should be able to. Literally. Look it up. See, they're now saying kids can give consent to have vaccines and be paid by the school to get them. Well, why can't kids then drink liquor? If you're an adult and give liquor to your neighbor's kid, you go to jail, and you should if you're pushing a bunch of liquor on them because you're contributing to the delinquency of minors. You have violated the age of consent. Just like if you're 18, you're dating a 16-year-old, I don't think that's statutory rape. But they'll throw the book at you for that. But schools can then go in and mess with a 7-year-old and sexualize them, and that's okay because it's politically correct. See how screwed up this is? Meanwhile, it was declassified in 1993 in Australia. Israel's Knesset released some of it in 2000. The British released some of it in 2000. The U.S. admitted some of it in 2000 as well. It was in the Austin American Statesman. And the response of PNAC, Project for New American Century, headed up by Dick Cheney, was to publish in newspapers all over the country an article calling for the legitimate use of race-specific bioweapons. The Statesman, to its credit, as I mentioned yesterday, type in race-specific bioweapons, PNAC, and then click Google. It'll probably pull up the Statesman. The Statesman came out and decried it. Kind of a real liberal thing to do, not a fake liberal thing to do. This is the insanity. So we've got governments with bioweapon labs all over the world creating airborne Ebola. I played the Nova special for you. All this. They're creating stuff to, quote, kill the Kaffirs. That's the N-word in South African. Israel wanted it for the Arabs. That's been declassified. That was in James Weapons Quarterly in 2000. And what is the response of publications every day? Alex Jones is insane. There is no plan to kill Africans. Bull, bull, bull. And those reporters all know it's been in newspapers hundreds of times and has admitted this is going on. So the minute you come out and say, I'm a liar, when I'm trying to stop this, means you're aiding and abetting it, and you've now signed on to it. So you think about why you've got such bad luck, why you're so unhappy, why bad things happen to your kids. It's because you are serving evil. Let me give evil people a newsflash. You will pay for evil when you're alive. You will not escape judgment. I got news for you. I know all these evil people have hellish lives, the worst luck you've ever seen. Let me tell you, I'm God-fearing. I don't believe I get my good luck because, you know, I'm trying to be good. I do it out of a fear of God and wanting to help people and a drive to defend the innocent, not because I'm a hero, but because that's a default position. Let's go to this clip, and then we'll go to break. But here is the documentary admitting with the doctor himself the bioweapon program.
Larry was a wonderful fellow, mad as a hatter. He used to rock up in South Africa having flown intercontinental flights with a trousers pocket full of goodies in sealed vials that he claimed were new and wonderful organisms and could do the most wonderful things on Earth.
Larry Ford had mutated cholera, typhoid, anthrax, botulism, bubonic plague, and had also come up with germs that he called Kaffir-killing germs. Kaffir, as you may know, in Afrikaans, is the equivalent of the N-word. So these were germs that were specifically engineered to kill only black people.
In other words, an ethnic biological weapon. Had Project Coast really gone this far?
From the beginning, this idea of can we find a way to control the size of the black population was considered one of the most important areas of research. It got even more important over time as the size of the black population and the seriousness of the uprisings increased. So that's one reason why they got into genetic modification.
We're going to come back. You know, I want to play this whole 8-minute clip. And then the average liberal will say, well, there aren't too many black people. And I go, oh, you're a liberal. And it's only a cover, folks. With most of these so-called liberals, you get behind closed doors, they're flaming racist, including black ones against other blacks. These people are sick. We'll be right back.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's tank cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
feds have announced another potential surge coming. More asylum officers hired so they can then complete the smuggling process to bring them into the country. And they've got a Time magazine article saying, let's fix it, let's end human driving. And they go on to say there'll be no more human driving within 10 years. People say, oh, that's just their opinion. No, they'll do it. And people will roll over to it. It's what they do. People love to be slaves. It's so much fun. That's for the earth, and it's trendy, and you're racist if you don't do it. Let me just stop right there. No, I think we can turn this back if we're aware of the fact that it's not the trendy, cool new thing. It's a system of oppression and control. Now, John Bowne filed this report for InfoWars Nightly News last night, but I want to air it right now here on the radio, dealing with Ebola, not just living 21 days in the body, but 41 in a certain percentage, and 70 days in sperm. So why are they letting people out yesterday, 40-plus people that were quarantined only 21 days after they didn't show signs? This is of great concern.
The fiancé of Ebola victim Thomas Eric Duncan will be released from quarantine today. However, the CDC-mandated 21-day quarantine period Louise Trow, along with her son and two nephews, endured is only half of the recommended period. The World Health Organization states, recent studies conducted in West Africa have demonstrated that 95% of confirmed cases have an incubation period in the range of 1 to 21 days. 98% have an incubation period that falls within the 1 to 42-day interval. The World Health Organization is therefore confident that detection of no new cases with active surveillance in place throughout this 42-day period means that an Ebola outbreak is indeed over. Drexel University professor Charles Haas released a study of the literature behind the Ebola incubation period. The 21-day incubation period is based on the general rule held for all infectious diseases. The lower the initial dose of the microorganisms you have, the longer it will take for them to accumulate to a critical level. Haas discovered that according to the statistics generated from the Ebola outbreak in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea, and the earlier outbreak in Congo in 1995, there is up to a 12% chance that someone infected with Ebola may take longer than 21 days to show symptoms of the disease. The World Health Organization does not declare an Ebola outbreak contained per country until that country has passed the 42-day incubation period. Nigeria reached the 42-day milestone after an outbreak of 19 cases began on July 23rd. The clean bill of health for Nigeria can also be attributed to the rapid shutdown of its borders with Cameroon, Chad, and Benin. The death toll in West Africa has now reached 4,500 people. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
That's right. A bunch of news I'm going to get into when we start the second hour. We'll also take some calls. And then we have Fray Ricky Ross on CIA drug trafficking. He was there, knew Gary Webb, big part of the new film that just came out, Kill the Messenger. He's been a frequent guest on the show, even from prison, over the last decade. He's out of prison now. That is coming up. Before I go any further, what I'm personally doing, not just because of Ebola, but because of all of the attacks on our immune system, all the superbugs, the MRSA, you name it, where this stuff needs to grow and get critical mass in the body first, is I'm getting purified water, non-GMO food, as much sunlight as I can, rest for my children as well, and then things like X2 Survival Shield, Supernation Iodine from InfoWarsLife.com. In my view, and many experts feel like Dr. Group, he believes it's just as important as colloidal silver overall. I mean, it is so important across the board in the body. It's essential. If you don't have iodine, you will die, just like oxygen or vitamin C. And so many people are deficient, and they've lowered what they claim you need of it just down to almost nothing. Soon they'll probably say you don't even need it. Just hurry up and die. InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield X2. And don't forget the oxy powder that flushes out your guts. 70% of the immune system is in the guts. Give your immune system a leg up. Oxy powder. Try it. I know you'll be a repeat customer. You've heard the listeners. It's incredible. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase funds the tip of the spear and the fight for liberty. Hour two coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.